The Spirit of Aviation, heard 24 hours a day, all year long on EAA Radio.
I'm Farid Gio. Nearly 15 years ago, Wei Chen came to the United States from China on a scholarship. Today, he is a successful entrepreneur in Memphis, Tennessee, and is preparing to fly his TBM-700 around the world in an effort to promote GA to the emerging Chinese middle class and raise money for a favorite local charity, St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Chen got the flying bug on a business trip with his associates and soon appreciated the practicality of GA and started taking lessons. Now he's into aerobatics. I talked with Chen about his flight, which begins in Memphis on Sunday, May 22nd.
I'm going to fly the single-engine airplane, TBM-700, fly from Memphis around the world, and come back to Memphis. It takes about 70 days, going through about 40 cities, 21 countries, come back to Memphis on July 30th.
What is significant about you that makes this particular flight special?
The first thing is I'm a Chinese national, so for a Chinese citizen to be able to fly around the world in a single-engine airplane, and it's a significance for the Chinese people in China to know about the promote the general aviation. So if successfully, I'll be the first Chinese citizen to fly around the world in a single-engine airplane. The other significance is going to be, in the past, there's about 160, 170 single-engine airplane flew around the world. But I think none of them, and if I believe, none of them have been able to fly into China because China's airspace is never open. It's always military controlled. So all the fly around the world trip goes through Korea, South Korea, Japan, goes through Hawaii, the route. But it was not possible to go through China, that's Yunnan, China. I'm planning this around world trip to be a first attempt to fly a single-engine airplane into China.
Does that shorten the route, being able to actually use Chinese airspace that maybe some of these other attempts didn't have access to? Does that significantly shorten the route?
No, it's not. It's not shorten the route at all. The significance of it is, as we all realize, we know U.S. general aviation has about 250,000 airplanes, 600,000 pilots in the U.S., but in China, the general aviation is at the infant stage. They only have 800 airplanes, less than 100 private pilots in China be able to fly. For the twofold of reason, one is China's wealth just be recently developed it, and in 15 years ago, China was a poor country, and now they become the second largest economy in the world. When the wealth created, they have a baseline for disposable income to be able to get into the aviation. The other significance of it is military controlled airspace. Unlike the U.S., unlike the other countries, the whole China's airspace is controlled by military. And they are not betting the people to fly by themselves without a very stringent application, take weeks to have or to airborne an airplane. With these two reasons, the China's airspace, China has been very strict on the general aviation. But the good thing about that is that China is opening its airspace from last year, and the people are getting wealthier, so the need for general aviation is growing tremendously.
That's been the big discussion lately, is because not only has China said that it's going to be opening up its airspace in the next couple of years to general aviation, but also they've announced that they're going to be building lots of general aviation airports. How do you think that this general aviation system is going to evolve? Because as you say, the military has ruled the airspace, and then to have a civilian general aviation system sort of take over or work next to it, how do you envision that evolving in China?
With this flight, what we're trying to promote, one of the main goals of this flight is to promote general aviation in China and to demonstrate to Chinese middle class and the people the flying is fun, it's passionate, it's a lot of, it has risk, but it can be managed. So educate the people about the general aviation. When the demand for general aviation grows, and China, well, and as we know, general aviation is a big part of aviation industry in the U.S. China, the demand for general aviation grows, it can propel the economic growth for China's big economy. The government it's going to allow the more freedom to fly and to nurture the whole general aviation industry. And for building airports is not a difficult thing for Chinese government, because infrastructure is one of the economic engine for Chinese economic growth. So they are spending a lot of money building the road, building the railway, for meeting the demand of the economic growth.
Now, you're based in Memphis. Is that where you have your business? Are you visiting? How did you end up in America?
Yeah, I came to Memphis about 15 years ago. What brought me to U.S., brought me to Memphis, is a scholarship at the University of Memphis for international MBA program. So I came here, and I just like many Chinese 15 years ago, 10 years ago, came here with all the scholarship. And at that time, China is poor, nobody, none of us can afford education, higher education without scholarship. So what brought me to Memphis, and then I got graduated in 1998 and started my business and become just an entrepreneur to grow my business. And the business has been very blessed, doing really well. And the business grows, and 4 or 5 years ago, and I have an opportunity to get into to ride with my friends when they fly airplane for the meetings. I feel that's a great way to travel, and I was just very intrigued my passion about the whole aviation, and I got into it and flying. Bought my first airplane, then upgraded to another one, then I started aerobatic flying, and all types of aviation. I feel it's a great passion.
Let's talk about the airplane that you're going to be flying around the world. It's a TBM-700, and this is your airplane, correct?
Yes.
And what kind of modifications are you making to the airplane? Any extra fuel tanks or anything like that, or are you going with the stock tanks?
The fuel, the range of TBM actually is pretty good. Non-cruise range, you can get a 1,500 nautical miles, and the full power is not regular. It's like a 1,200 nautical miles. It cruises at 285 knots, and at a ceiling about 30,000. So it's a well-made airplane, so I don't need the extra tank. The modification I made, and just to ensure the success of this airplane, is this trip is the first thing in that I installed a new Garmin GTN 750. That's a new upgrade to, I think that's a very well-designed GPS system, and it's a new technology, and work out really well.
The whole aviation world is probably going to be watching. You said 70 stops, and I think the last stop is supposed to be in Memphis. Are you going to stop through Oshkosh?
I'm going to fly into the Oshkosh on July 26th and spend 3 days over there. And I come to Oshkosh every year. I'm a member of EAA. Just a wonderful experience for the people to show how those passionate about pilots and the people to come together for largest aviation event in the world, and to see the possibility of flying. And with the 1.3 billion people, Chinese, and my personal goal with the ALPA or the aviation goal, we are trying to reach about 10% of the population in China to know about this flight, and to support and to watch about this flight. And if we can be successful doing that, it's 130 million people from China to watch this flight.
If you'd like to follow Wei Chen's progress, you can visit his website, weiaroundtheworld.com, or his Facebook page, Wei Around the World. You're listening to EAA Radio.